What is it? What does he see? What's going on? Clint, get me out of here.
Clint, keep your wife quiet.
Grandfather, something terrible is happening.
What terrible thing is that? Frogs! Remember the creepy film 30 years ago in which Ray Milland does battle with multitudes of greenish-brown amphibians? They made that film, Frogs, in Eden State Park, Florida.
Frogs is coming.
Now, they're back.
Tuesday morning, it was very early, about 8:30, one of my employees came into my office with two of the cutest, tiniest little frogs I've ever seen, and she said, I just found these out in the parking lot.
That's Dee Thompson of the Panhandle Animal Welfare Society in Fort Walton Beach, Florida, about 30 miles west of where the movie Frogs was filmed. Thompson quickly realized those two little puddle hoppers were just the beginning of this week's amphibious invasion.
By noon, the whole entire parking lot was completely covered, and we're talking thousands and thousands. The entire parking lot and the grass was moving.
And this had never happened before?
No, and we've been in this building for 11 years, and this has never happened.
Tell the truth. Did a shiver go down your spine?
Yeah, it was kind of creepy then to know. It's kind of like, you know, when you're in a large flock of birds and you think of the movie The Birds.
I was just going to say. I mean, you know, that just started with a parakeet or a canary or something.
Yeah.
But now you're the Panhandle animal welfare people. Did you call a biologist and ask why this was happening?
Yes. He said normally the water would have dried up this time of year, but we had Hurricane Isidore. And it dropped a torrential amount of rain on this area, and it stayed wet. And so all of these tadpoles were allowed to evolve into frogs.
Well, what is going to happen to them? I mean, you can't take care of that many, and you can't exactly put them up for adoption, can you?
You wouldn't believe how many people have come by and picked up some of these frogs.
Really?
Yes. We had a woman call from Houston who wanted to make sure that there were still some in the parking lot because her daughter was bringing her grandson over to get some of the frogs.
Any word on how long it might take to see them go on their merry way?
From what the biologist is telling us, they could just continue to hang out here. We've had to cancel our lawn service. We can't have anybody out there mowing the grass. Truly,
get pretty messy.
It's to this moment, the grass is still moving with hundreds and hundreds of these little frogs that aren't as big as a dime.
Well, Dee, we wish you very good luck.
Well, thank you.
It looks like you're going to need it.
Yeah, well, thank you so much.
Dee Thompson is executive director of Fort Walton Beach, Florida's Panhandle Animal Welfare Society, where they're still reeling from an infestation of frogs.